We're the smartest people.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
We're the most loyal people.
On 880, The Biz.
All right, and we are here with somebody that I have really been waiting to meet and greet, and this is awesome, and she's putting out great energy, Victoria Rogers. She's the Vice President of Arts for the Knight Foundation nationally here in Miami. We're going to discuss what the Knight Foundation is doing with the New Work Miami program. So Victoria, just let's roll right into it. What is that program? Well, wait, let's start with what's the Knight Foundation maybe?
Well, the Knight Foundation is a major foundation, funds across the nation in journalism, cities, really interested in technology and the arts.
All right. Well, that's good. Okay. So technology and the arts. Boy, have I got a place for you. It's called Wynwood. So tell me a little bit about the Knight New Work Miami.
So we're getting ready to invest $500,000 in groundbreaking, risk-taking, innovative works of dance, theater, and music. So artists, choreographers, playwrights, composers are invited to submit their ideas. They have to work with a Miami-based organization, has to be new, can't have already premiered, and it's gonna premiere here in Miami in the 2021 season.
Well, that is very exciting, very exciting. So for instance, somebody who wrote a script could theoretically get it capitalized and make their first movie with you.
They absolutely could. We're looking really for this time in more the theater side of it, but
okay, so a play?
A play would be perfect.
A theatrical dance, art dancing?
Like, could be art dancing, could be a combination of
music. We're looking for the Marsh Cunningham of Miami is who we're looking for.
That would not be too shabby.
That would be
That
nice,
would be
huh?
a good thing.
Can't believe this guy
Little John
here.
Cage.
Can't believe I threw that out there at you, did you?
I'm impressed.
Thank you so much. I am a lover of the arts. It's just that I don't look like one. So,
Wait a minute. What does an art lover look like?
I don't know.
Yeah, tell us.
I don't know. Certainly not me.
Okay,
so yes, I do. Yeah, we're working with one of the local sports teams here to bring some art to one of their events, and hopefully we'll be able to announce that real soon. So then you've got $500,000 available. So what does somebody need to do? Hi, I'm knocking on the door.
You are going to submit online.
Okay.
kf.org/newworkmiami. You're going to fill out that proposal. You're going to have to attach work samples. You're going to have to demonstrate a really strong connection to Miami. You're going to have to submit a budget. You're going to tell us how much you need, and you're going to tell us who you're going to partner with. And you have to do all of this by 11:59, August 31st.
Okay, so that was one of my real questions, is it sounds like that if I'm going to be deploying some money into something with somebody that's new, that they might need a mentor or guidance counselor on this. So do you guys provide that?
We do in some cases, but with this particular open call, we're looking for artists. They can be emerging or established, but we're really looking at people that have some experience in the field, in whatever genre they're coming forward with.
This is really nice because it's, I don't want to say easy to get started, but the hardest part is going to the next level. Once you've got a thing, once you've got a vibe, once you've got a genre, once you've established in your own mind who it is and what you're trying to say, getting to the next level to be able to say it, oh, I'm going to use the word, takes a patron.
Takes a patron, but it's really difficult for artists to get their work seen. This gives them that flexibility. It gives them an edge. As long as they can do it, within the time frame and within a budget, they're really golden.
You know, so this is a new program, right?
Brand new, yes.
What are some of the other programs that the Knight Foundation has had in Miami so that we could see how successful you've been in the past and future things? Because not everybody knows the Knight Foundation. Yeah. I grew up here. I know them. I know James L. Knight Center, blah, blah, blah. Matt Hagman, we'll give him a plug, you know. Yes, Matt Hagman, plug. Lots of plugs for Matt Hagman.
So the foundation was created through the largesse of the two Knight brothers, Jack and Jim, so about 65 years ago. But over the last decade, Knight has invested over $125 million in the arts here in South Florida.
In South Florida, $125 million?
Alone, $125
million. Wow. So can you give me a couple of examples that impact us?
Sure. Arched Center, the Science Museum, the New World Symphony.
Hold it. Just hold
Frost
on.
Frost School of Music.
Hold on. You're not talking about artwork. You're talking about infrastructure.
We have not only supported the creation of art, we have supported the institutions that support artists. So you're looking at developing an ecosystem. And we do that because we believe that the arts contribute to the communities. They are essential for creating vibrant communities here in South Florida.
Okay, so
and across the nation.
So I have my niece and nephew. At the time, they're maybe 10. They don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't have kids. They come, they land from outer space, and they want to do something. I don't know what to do. I took them to that art museum. We'll never forget it. You park underneath. You go do the little activities. You sit and you watch the little movies or whatever they have there. Oh, my God. Then you sit on the bay right at Main and Main of Biscayne Bay. And it's just spectacular.
It is an extraordinary experience, both inside and out. And I love the focus that the Perez Art Museum, we're talking about PAM, has on this African-American and African diaspora art, Latino art. So when you walk into that building, hanging on that wall, you're going to see yourself reflected in the art that's presented. And it's really important tonight that the art, the investments we make in art, are reflective of the communities that we serve.
Now, our community is changing all the time. How is our art changing to reflect that?
I think that the art in each of, we fund 8 cities across the U.S.
Which?
Akron.
Oh, wait a minute.
Charlotte, Macon, Miami, Philadelphia, Detroit, which I love to call Detroit.
Yeah, I like that too.
San Jose, and St. Paul.
I could call it Detroit too. That's really cool, actually. I hadn't been in a minute.
Funded by the French.
How did you pick those cities?
Those were picked by the trustees at the time, but they are all cities where the two brothers published newspapers.
Okay, because it wasn't because of a guy that has a beard that plays basketball already.
It was not.
Okay.
But we do like that guy.
We do like that guy. I really love what that guy did. He put his money where his mouth is.
He did. That school is going to be amazing.
I am so proud to be a member of the human race after watching that. That's just terrific.
I want to be sure that I mentioned Charlotte. Charlotte's one of our cities, too.
Okay.
I think that's the 8.
Okay, that's good. Now, all of those are growing cities in different respects. All of them bring different things to the table. St. Paul, Charlotte, Miami, all different. But they have one thing in common, and that's the Knight Foundation. So what's the Knight Foundation doing that could potentially create a nice community spirit between all of those cities and the people that live there and raise the whole bar for everybody?
We do try to do that. So if you look at every city has their own issues, every city has their own opportunities. So we do connect the people that we grant to in our cities. We create cohorts across there. But what we're trying to really do is to develop the type of communities where we want to live, raise our children, and work.
Oh, I've got something on that I hope that you would address. I don't know that you can, but it's the housing crisis. Where there's being displacement of the working people, and they're having longer commutes, which tries to make a problem for the traffic, and it creates a disruption in the community fabric. Have you guys noticed that?
I drive on US-1 every day, so yes, I do notice that.
So is there something we could do together to kind of make the community better, even if it's art on the highway, I mean, or something?
Well, think what's coming with the underline. You're going to have art on the highway all the way from downtown south.
Well, that's great. Now, Wanda, why don't we take a minute here, and then I want to go back into it. I want to talk in general on the next segment again about the Knights Foundation's focus, and again how people can get more information to apply and try to qualify for. This is a grant, right?
This is a grant.
So they don't have to pay this back.
They do not.
Okay, so please, everybody, after the break, if you're an artist or somebody in the performing arts here in South Florida, we're going to talk again about how you can get grant money, how you can develop a patron. Stick with us. Wanda, rock the house.
Just a small town girl living in a He took the midnight train going anywhere. just a city boy, born and raised in some.